government shutdown averted. Stay tuned for UnNews. In April 2011, Washington, the capital, American politicians negotiated an 11th-hour budget agreement for the 2011 fiscal year that is mostly over. Both sides lied and talked of crisis to gain sway, and both said afterwards that the agreement means that American government has changed somehow. The agreement cuts spending in the current year budget by about 15% of the amount borrowed in March alone. Democrats were holding out to cut only 13%, but Republicans must go home and explain to their backers in the Tea Party movement why they didn't zero out the budget entirely. However, CNBC's Larry Kudlow called the budget revolutionary. When the amounts are annualized, then multiplied by 50 years, and then compared against the small sliver of the budget that Republicans worked on, Republicans tirelessly weave moral issues into the debate. It already being illegal for federal funds to pay for abortion, the GOP wanted language cutting funds for curettes, suction devices, and stirrups as well. Senate President Harry Reid called that an attack on women's health, and Republicans returned to their area of expertise, surrender. They likewise dropped attempts to defund Obamacare, but they held out for and got two key sections that dictate policy to the District of Columbia. President Obama scolded both sides to quit playing games, a remark he fit in between a pickup game of soccer with children in the slums of Rio and an all-day golf outing with Al Sharpton. Republicans offered a one-week temporary spending bill. It would have paid for military salaries for the entire year. Though the bill was useful in letting both sides accuse the other of hating soldiers, it would have removed Friday's deadline and the need for an all-or-nothing solution, probably involving another 2,500-page bill no one will read, and both parties were relieved to ditch the idea. The ultimate agreement, of course, remains too complicated for anyone to read and will not come to a vote until the middle of next week, assuming clerks of both parties sabotage it in equal measures. Then leadership will again twist arms for everyone to vote for a bill that no one is happy with and proclaim that government works because it has changed. And change is, after all, what Americans keep voting for. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.